I think the engine's stalling out on me.
Yeah, that don't sound right.
Dang, got a lot more miles to go.
Nah, be okay, mate. You ride with GEICO Motorcycle Insurance and got their 24/7 emergency roadside service. They'll be here with a tow in no time.
Good, because these boots weren't made for walking.
Those riding boots are pretty sweet.
Oh, you like?
Do you think they come in a size 1 inch?
I don't know.
It feels good to ride with help. It feels good to GEICO. Emergency roadside service is optional coverage.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, new stats from the CSO over the last few years show that August remains the most popular month for couples to get married. No surprise there. But interestingly, four of the five most popular specific dates to get married happen in December, towards the end of December. Sarah Kennedy, wedding expert with the Irish Wedding Blog. What's going on?
Well, this isn't really new information to me because it's always been something in the industry whereby that week between Christmas and New Year's is always incredibly busy for all wedding suppliers, for all wedding venues across the country. And you also find that there's actually a premium. The way that can be priced for that particular week would be the same as an August bank holiday weekend because it's such high demand. So couples love the day, you know, they love that week. And I suppose it's a mix of factors, really, because aesthetically it's beautiful. Venues, the whole, you know, the weather, everything can look really, really festive. It's beautiful. But on the practical side, you would have a lot of expat couples coming home for their visit to see family anyway. So they're having their wedding at that time, but also people are coming home. So couples are getting a lot of their friends and families returning. And it's that sort of festive, cheery season that a lot of couples just love it. And they love to know that everyone's around and let's have a party.
Full disclosure, I got married on December 29th. Now, it's nearly 28 years ago, so I'm trying to remember what our thinking was. But I think it was that we reckoned a lot of our friends would be home at that time of year. The weather was awful that day, but you know what? It actually didn't matter at all. I think if it had been in the middle of summer, it probably would have mattered.
Yeah, and I think a lot of couples reconcile that. They make that decision in their minds that they're not thinking about planning their day around being outdoors and doing, you know, a whole load of things that are weather dependent. It's very clear that they're looking for something that's more indoor based. So, you know, obviously, like if you go to visit some of the venues over Christmas, they're stunning, particularly the likes of the castles and etc. It's just so beautifully done up that it's very, you know, if couples are into that, then it's, you know, it's such a big, strong appeal.
Where do you stand on New Year's Eve weddings?
Well, I would always say a New Year's Eve wedding is, there's two sides of it. Number one is there is a premium. So even though you might have a bank holiday weekend, August and that week of, it tends to be another layer of premium because it's such high demand. So be prepared that, you know, certain suppliers mightn't be available because there's only one day that you can't move. It's, you know, when everybody wants that date, if they are thinking into that season of wedding. But also a lot of guests enjoy it because it takes the pressure out of what will we do on New Year's. Well, look, we're going to a wedding anyway. So it does take that little piece of it. But look, just be prepared. It is expensive and you really have to work well in advance to try and nail down the suppliers you want because it is incredibly high demand.
Can I just ask, do people mind, Sarah, that their New Year's Eve is being kind of hijacked? Do guests like it? They like it more than they don't? Because obviously a lot of people would be with family and things, and that's fine, yeah. A family wedding, but if it's not a family wedding?
I think they like it. You know, like just judging by my experience and also seeing it across the board, there's generally a great acceptance of New Year's weddings. It doesn't feel like an imposition because people would have been planning maybe to do something anyway. Now, the difficulty is if you're invited as a guest and you've got kids, that becomes a little bit difficult in terms of trying to get cover for that. But other than that, no, they're really, really well received. And you tend to find that there's not a huge amount of dropout from numbers as well. You know, the number of guests that come generally RSVP in good high numbers. So I think people are in a party headspace anyway. So
yeah, okay.
It takes the friction out of it, you know?
Sarah, just briefly, just lastly, on this Friday, the most popular day to get married, Tuesday, the least popular. Is that because of this current trend of like weddings? Back in my day, it used to be a one day thing. Now it seems to go on forever. But there's at least 2 days, sometimes three. I have to say, I think I'm just exhausted at the thought of it. But is that what it's is that what the thinking is about the Friday?
Yeah, it is. It's to get your 2 days out of it. And you know what? There's a lot of, you know, venues now where they stipulate 2 days, so you take it for the weekend as well. So yeah, it is very much Friday so that they can get the 2 day run out of it. 100%. That's it.
And obviously Tuesday doesn't really work for that, because then people are going to have to take 2 days off work, not one.
God, but there's great luck if you're flexible. There's good money to be saved by going to a Tuesday. That's the one thing I will say.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Listen, great to talk to you. Sarah Kennedy, author of The Isle Blog and a wedding expert. Wedding expert with The Irish Wedding Blog, I should say. My apologies. Thank you indeed for talking to us, Sarah Kennedy.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.